So this place is absolutely fascinating. First thing you want to do when you see such a view, get out your drone, shop from there. Now it's time to start the Eon 30 trip, Bali, second edition. Just gotta walk over to a van and then we're driving up to Ubud. That looks like our van, let's see who's here.
So we're getting closer, we're in Ubud now.
And we're looking for our treehouse. We're staying in a 5-story treehouse for the next few days. I can see some bamboo houses here, but not sure if that's the final destination yet. This is like 20 minutes south of Ubud, but somewhere on the way to Ubud. Certainly feels a lot more like jungle here than it did down in Seminyak and Kuta. I'm excited!
Excited!
Super curious how this is gonna look and work. Pictures looked amazing and it looks like we just got to the entrance. Everyone's excited about the location. This is just a guest house, but it already has like 3 beds. It looks pretty cool. It's all bamboo. This is the 5-story tree house or bamboo house that we're renting for the next few days. It just looks gorgeous. We can't wait to get in there. Right now the guest is still in there, so we're just in one of the guest houses next to it. This place is just super interesting. Ricky, what are we gonna have for lunch?
Balinese cuisine, duck and anyone vegetarian here. I think they got some vegetables as well.
Duck and veggies. I'm just looking forward to the dessert bar tonight. That's my real, that's where my focus is.
I'm excited for some deep sharing and learnings from some pretty awesome people. So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
We made it to Ubud now and we're gonna have lunch. This place here. So we just finished lunch at this restaurant here. Unfortunately, I didn't have lunch because I'm sticking to my one meal per day fasting. But I've had a bit of coconut juice. From what I could tell, the food was pretty good here. And then we did about an hour of sharing. We introduced ourselves, gave a bit of background on of our personal lives and our businesses. Also talked about how we can be present within the next few days. If anyone has any calls coming up or anything that's stuck on their mind or in the back of their mind constantly, that keeps them from being fully present. Now we're headed over to tour a co-working space and then do a bit of sharing there.
We're going to this co-working space, hotel, co-working office place. It's called Rome.
Michelle. Jordan. Nice to meet you.
Oh, okay. So we just finished first part of our tour here, Q&A with Michelle, who's the community manager for Rome space here in Ubud. What was your number one takeaway?
I think it's a really interesting concept. I think it's really cool connecting people that might be lonely or might be looking for more of a community space rather than living alone in an apartment on the 20th floor by themselves and not having as much social engagement. So I think it's an awesome concept. I'm excited to have a look around.
Live right now in Rome's Superior Suite. So here's the bath we're about to run.
Beautiful, beautiful bath and a toilet.
Boys being boys. What's that under your hat there?
Yeah. I can't read it. Can you help me read it? I think it must be Definity. Beautiful place, technology, just voila, done.
Beautiful explanation.
We went to Roma co-living space. My idea for long, for years.
Because you're also running like a co-working, co-living space, right? Space,
yeah.
In China. And all Eon 30 members can come stay with you in Shanghai, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Shanghai is probably the destination of one of our next events.
Nice.
So we're getting back to the bamboo house and it's time to check in, see this place from the inside. This place is absolutely fascinating. People are just running up and down like little kids, trying to find all the rooms. There's a rooftop, which I haven't seen yet. There's, I think in total it's like 5 or 6 stories. There's a TV room, massage room, and it's all bamboo. And there's just this incredible view from here. I don't think it will come off on the camera anywhere as impressive as it is in real life, but still, it's so nice. First thing you want to do when you see such a view, get out your drone. Shop from there. before leaving for dinner, which we're doing right now, we worked on an exercise called Lifeline. It's an EO exercise. Take a piece of paper and a pen and use the horizontal axis as time. And you map out the time between the day you were born and today. And then on the vertical axis, you map out how happy you were during those parts of your life. You start by breaking down the horizontal line into 5-year segments or 1-year segments, and then writing down key moments in your life. And this could be positive moments like marriage, getting kids, finishing school, getting your first job, starting your first company, getting to the first million, and negative events, breakups, heartbreaks, people you've lost, and so on. And then you map out the line between those points, and you kind of visualize how you felt and how present you were. And then you basically prepare that, and then you present it to the whole group, and you talk for maybe 10 to 15 minutes, and present everyone your lifeline. So the line that connects those dots is what we call the lifeline. And it's a pretty powerful exercise, allows us to very quickly connect and understand everyone's background, and understand everyone's emotional baggage and where they come from. And so it's a very popular exercise. It's also, it can be quite emotional, and it's intense because you get to hear like about the worst and the best moments of people's lives and nothing in between. So we started doing that. Now we're gonna head out to dinner, and then tomorrow we're gonna continue that. And just one takeaway, I mean, for me, it's actually cool that Elena is here because we get to share our lifelines with each other, and I learned some stuff about her that I might otherwise not have known. And so if you have friends or partners that you feel you wanna connect through a certain exercise, maybe Lifeline could be a fun idea to do. Now we're gonna head out to dinner, and with that, I'll talk to you tomorrow.